Affirmations of Me. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with meditation. Affirmations of Me. Well, now, how about that? How many affirmations do I make every day of me? How many affirmations do I make every day of who I am, and what I am, and where I am, and what I'm doing, and where I'm going, and what things are important to me? Well, if I pay attention to it, and I really look at it, I'm making affirmations all the time. I'm making affirmations about everything under the sun. I'm making affirmations with every word I speak, with every thought I think, with every action I take, and with every concern I have in my life, no matter what it is. I'm making affirmations. I'm saying, all is in order. All is in divine order. All is peace. All is harmony. All is good. All is wonderful. I look at the weather and I say, wow, how great. How great it is. I look at the stars. I see them shining and I say, wow, how beautiful. They had a movie on the other night, a video. It was about these four girls. And each of the four girls was going through an experience. They were sort of awakening to a deeper quality within themselves. And they had normal expectations and normal problems. And these normal problems, they fought them with all the diligence of teenagers. And as they were fighting these problems, they were constantly having a different response to life. Well, there was always a segue, a trip between each adventure. Some attitude, some condition that was a binding thing between the role that was coming up and the role that was passing. And in one segue, they always showed the night sky filled with stars. And that segue always reminded me that this one character, this one girl, was going to be coming into the scene with her attitude. And I thought to myself, how very interesting how these things work out, how the affirmations that these people were using were bumping into them. And it was as though somebody else was forcing activities to take place in their life. And the scriptwriter was forcing activities to take place in the lives of these four girls. But what was happening was not so much that the scriptwriter wrote these things in, but the scriptwriter also did all the rest, which we'll forget for the moment. But the scriptwriter wrote in the little attitudes that came in that they had to face. And the attitudes that they had to face were that they were superior, or they had hurts that nobody knew about, or they had hurts that were destroying them, and that they were abandoned, and they were left, and they were not appreciated, and what have you. Well, they wanted to handle it with a fighting back, and they wanted to retaliate. They wanted to get angry for not having the things that they felt they should have. And then each one of them came to the realization that it was not so much that they got their right of way, but rather that they had understanding between them and the people in their world. And with this understanding between them and the people in their world, they were able to have a happy relationship. They were able to like themselves, which was the ultimate purpose of all of them, was to like themselves. Now, the technique that each one was given was quite different and quite lovely and involved, But the sincerity in which each one awakened to the technique was quite a charming thing. It was through the use of the affirmations. It was the affirmations that were unsaid, but they were deep in the heart of each child. Each child said of themselves, as one girl, "My father loves me, my father loves me." But she did not say it out loud. She said it in her heart. And her father had abandoned her mother and herself, and she felt that he didn't love her. Well, he turned and found that he really did. But it was through a complete turning, going over all the obstacles that said he didn't, all the obstacles that said he could not handle it, all the obstacles that said he too was having a problem. And because she was persistent in that inner affirmation of "my father loves me," the love of her father shone through. And each of the other girls, one of the girls was interested in the young man, and the young man was from another family, and the two families were at odds with each other. And the young man and the girl liked each other, but they were afraid they would never be able to see each other because their families were so disharmonious. And then the young girl at one point said, "Okay, Grandpa, I know why you have this problem. But Grandpa, remember when you were in love and when you chased after your sweetheart and you found her and no one else in the world would do? Remember?" And he was speaking Greek, and she said, "But you understand enough English to know what I'm saying. And Grandpa, you had your chance to go for her, and you found her and you kept her, and you were in love forever. Well, Grandpa, give me that opportunity too." And the grandfather, in his Greek word, said, "You got me. Go for it, sweetheart. Go for it." And the war that had taken place between two families over all these years now ceased, and that the tension was released, and the young girl was able to not necessarily run off with her sweetheart and get married, but she was able to have that relationship and look forward to the possibility of a marriage and a relationship. But when you have the affirmations going on within you, they don't have to be outward affirmations. They can just be, "All is in divine order. I like me. I like my dad. I like my father. My father loves me." Affirmations that say to you the things that are important to you, as these girls had affirmations that were important to them. Meditation is when we think about those things that are in line with the directions that our life would best go, that would be most harmonious for us. We don't have to have a movie script written for our life, although we do have it written for our life, we don't always know what it is. And so it is sort of like a magical experience because it's always revealing itself. But to be sure, this revealing that this magic script is doing for us is exactly whatever we are ready to receive. And when we are open and receptive to being our highest and best at all times, then whatever it is that is next in the script for us, is we are ready to receive. It's not fatalistic, not fate. All it is the goodness of life that we are ready for is ready for us. Affirmations are a very positive part of meditation. And with affirmations, meditations become a more meaningful and a more significant experience in our life. So each day I say my affirmations, and each day I speak my word, and each day I claim who I am. I only allow affirmations in me that affirm my highest and best, that affirm the truth, that affirm who I am. And this day I know who I am. I like me. I like my world. I like all. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.